Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Okay, well, emotionally, this is kind of the last week of the summer, right? I mean, technically, summer doesn't end till the middle of the month, till the middle of September. But doesn't it always feel like Labor Day is, it's kind of like, you know, it snows the day after Labor Day. It snows on Tuesday. Have you ever noticed that? Okay, I'm mildly exaggerating. Although, you know, growing up in Colorado, that was not necessarily outside the realms of possibility. You know, in Colorado, you've got two seasons. You've got winter and the 4th of July. That's about it. I can remember being on St. Mary's Glacier skiing on the 4th of July when you're in Colorado. So,
you know what I think the signal for the end of summer is? When kids start going back to school, which my...
This week?
Well, my 12-year-old nephew started school last week.
Did he?
Yeah, he started classes last week.
Well, yeah, I still had the nightmares, you know, of not being able to find my lunchbox or being in gym and having forgotten my underwear or, you know, not remembering the combination to my locker. You know, somebody actually did a study on the Yale Daily about 15 years ago, and it turns out that those kinds of back-to-school anxieties persist our entire life, you know. They had alums who were like 100 who still couldn't remember the combination to their locker. Well, they probably could have remembered. But it's still the dream that you have, right? You wake up in the middle of the night, and then the really intense dreams. The recurring ones, yeah. All right, so this weekend, I'm not sure this weekend covered anybody with glory. First of all, it was, I think, the lowest income, or the lowest income for Hollywood in like 3,000 years or something. I mean, it was awful. Straight Outta Compton was still number one, but it only made like $13 million or something. I mean, you know, Manny made that much over the weekend.
Okay. I wish.
Yeah, so Manny was at the Minnesota State Fair.
Yep.
Where there was a Black Lives Matter protest, which Manny and I actually discussed this already. Here's where they were chanting. This kind of makes you think, well, there are like a bunch of stories about, have we become a classless society, not in terms of status, but in terms of we're just all so tacky. Okay, here was their chant. Now, first of all, the Black Lives Matter protests, I think, have some legitimate points. Not all of them, but a lot of them are really legitimate. That if you look at any statistic, if you look on black-on-black crime, if you look at incarceration, if you look at sentencing at trial, I mean, there's a huge discrepancy. You know, statistically, you really can't argue it. But to say, okay, here's the slogan, pigs in a blanket, fry them like bacon. I mean, that's just tacky.
Yeah.
It's rude, it's violent, it's snotty, it's, you know, it's disrespectful.
And it's not helping matters at all.
No, it isn't. I mean, so the people who might have been on the fence of saying, well, you know, I kind of get this. I mean, all you're going to do is turn people off, especially where there was the cop killed, what was it, in Dallas or something over the weekend, was gunned down. I mean, it's just, I don't know. The we versus them mentality never gets you any place except body parts littering the highway. It's just not the way to go. All right, so that's one tacky. We have another tacky. Do we really want Kim as first lady? Kanye says he's going to run.
Yeah, he said he won an award at the VMAs last night, MTV Video Music Awards, and he went up there and first of all, he like ripped the award that he won, which
is very classy,
which is typical Kanye in itself.
Yeah.
And then
yeah.
He basically said he was going to run for president in 2020. And it's like,
which just proves, just because you can doesn't mean you should.
Right.
I mean, look, you and I are the only people who are not running for president. In fact, maybe that's what we'll talk about today. We'll talk about, would you run for president? Would you run for president, Manny?
No.
Why not?
I think the demands of that job combined with it being one of the most thankless jobs in the country, if not the most thankless, And you get, you probably sleep about 4 hours a night, and I mean, it's...
You age desperately.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's, I mean, Obama's been in office for, what, 7 years? And he looks like he's aged 20 years. He looks 20 years older. So, I mean, it's...
grueling.
I mean, regardless what end of the political spectrum, you know, whoever the president is, lies on, I have so much respect for that particular job, because it is not an easy job to have when you have, when you have to do everything that comes with it, and then you have half the country, you know, ticked off that you're even, that you even have the job in the first place.
Yeah. Well, you know, I saw a movie over the weekend, which I'll review in a while, but it seemed to me that the essence of the movie was really about delegation of authority. And, I mean, to a certain extent, if you're the president, you have no choice but to delegate them. You have to.
Yeah.
And the question with delegation of authority is, whom do you trust? Because delegating something that's important, you have to trust the person you're delegating it to, or you want, if you get into the theory that, well, I can do it better than you can, then you don't want to delegate it, right? Because I can do it better. But you can't do that with everything. And so the question then becomes, whom do you trust? And I think that, for me, I mean, I don't even know where to start on that. And I have no index of suspicion. I trust, I mean, I this weekend I had, or last week, had some sort of legal issues that I had to deal with. They weren't very important, but it turns out that a lawyer and an accountant, both of which, you know, are not inexpensive professionals to have, both made major errors. Major, not minor, major errors. And my philosophy is, I can screw up on my own. You know, I don't need any help to do that. And I'm really cheap, you know, so when I screw up, I don't have to pay myself. So if I'm paying you, and I'm paying you not an insignificant amount of money, I expect that you'll actually be at least competent. Wrong! So I still don't know. I mean, the problem is that, as you hear me say all the time, I think we learn a lot more from our mistakes than we do from our successes.
Right.
But all I'm learning is, the vetting process, and I know, for example, over the years, they used to refer to me as Murphy Brown just because I was so bad at hiring assistants. So to the extent that my program directors at a couple of radio stations I've worked for said, look, we'll hire them for you. You know, they're answerable to you, but you're terrible at this. We're going to, you know, because someone says, well, I can do the job. I really want to do it. So I, okay, well, yeah. And I had my favorite one was, I actually came out of the studio one day and I said to, on the first day of her job, and I said, come on, we need to talk about some stuff. And she said, I need to finish my free sale game first.
What?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I am. I'm not
free sale.
Anyway. Free
wow.
sale, yeah. Mm-hmm. Which meant she hadn't been doing any work for me in the entire time and wasn't
wow.
planning to. All right, so that's, all right, folks, listen, Black Lives Matter, but so does class. So come on, pigs in a blanket, frying like bacon, not acceptable. And Kanye, I don't know, come on.
It's Kanye being Kanye.
Yeah, know. It is. I mean, just anything, because we'll talk about him on Monday morning then.
Yeah.
I would say he's kind of the Donald Trump of music, but I don't really want to go there because it's too early in the week.
And it's unfortunate because Kanye really is a really smart guy. Like, he's not, you know.
I don't think any of this is accidental.
Yeah.
I don't think it really is. We have some other interesting issues today. Today is kind of like, you know, we talked about the full moon. We talked about the Sturgeon moon last week. But I think today is the wobble effect over the weekend because we had this huge full moon. And so I think all of this is just wobble. Illinois, if you win the lottery in Illinois, tough patooties. They don't have enough money to pay you. they can only write checks up to $25,000, and some woman wanted $250,000 lottery ticket, and they said she'd have to wait. She'd already spent the money. So there we go. Let's see what else we got going on. In Kansas, this is kind of an interesting question. A Kansas statistician is suing the state to obtain election records. Said the voting results just don't add up. They said that the election somebody had to have hacked into the machines. And interesting enough, Kansas is resisting and saying, well, you know, we can't really give you that information. So that's going to be interesting. Because if you can, I mean, think about that whole thing. Haven't we been through this before? We're turning into a banana republic, folks. Ta-da! not necessarily the story either. 855-993-7569. All right, I'll tell you what. We'll talk about who wants to be president and why when we return. All right? 855-993-7569. Unless you've got something on your mind, give me a holler. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
That's disgusting. What's that smell? Roll down your window before I pass out.
It's those nasty fish oil pills I've been taking.
Why won't you just switch to Nutrigold fish oil like I did?
It's fish oil. What's the difference?
Well, my Nutrigold fish oil is sourced and manufactured right here in the USA.
What's so special about that? Aren't they all?
Are you kidding? Of course not. Only Nutrigold fish oil is 100% USA made, which is why it's so fresh.
100% product of USA and fresh? I like the sound of that. So no more fish burps?
No more fish burps. And that's not all. If you go to www.fishoil.best and enter my fish oil, you can save $5 like I did.
Now that won't be necessary. We can just share your bottle.
Nice try. Get your own at www.fishoil.best.
Sorry.
Get rid of those fish burps for good. Go to Nutrigold's U.S.-made fish oil products by going to www.fishoil.best and get $5 off by entering My Fish Oil at checkout.
You are an individual with your own thoughts, decisions, and actions. So why should you be penalized for not enrolling in the subpar health insurance mandated by the government? Be truly independent. Visit LibertyOnCall.org. LibertyOnCall.org is a bold, innovative alternative allowing you to take back control and make your own decisions about your health care. Mention this ad when you call to learn more. 800-714-6993. That's 800-714-6993. LibertyOnCall.org. Call today.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Okay, well, I thought we'd look at President. Before we did that, today is the day that LA cops start wearing body cameras. which I think is a good idea. Are you in favor of that, Manny, or not?
Absolutely, yeah. You know,
I think it's protective all the way around, to both sides.
Yep, definitely.
But there's also a story today about a kid in Long Island who was videotaping his friends being slammed around by the cops, and they arrested him and tried to erase. They took his phone and tried to erase the video.
Wow.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a good idea what everybody has got. Everybody's videotaping everything.
It's really, it seems like it's just going to come down to whether or not, you know, the government wants to invest the money into that, which I think they should, but it's going to come down to whether or not they want to or not, you know, everywhere, I mean.
Well, I think it's going to happen.
Yeah.
It's because if you figure out the cost of lawsuits, the cost of lawsuits where he said, she said it.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think it's also going to change behavior. Mm-hmm. I mean, we know. I mean, just if you've ever, because you and I both have, because we both have worked for stations that do news.
Yeah.
And you watch the difference in crowd behavior when there's a camera there and when there's not.
Mm-hmm.
As you pointed out, that an awful lot of people want an awful lot of attention for behaving badly, and there's nothing like a TV camera to elicit that kind of thing.
Yeah.
So, but I think it's inevitable. I mean, there was a big fuss about whether or not the cops should have computers, 15,000 years ago, and body armor and all sorts of things. I think cameras are inevitable, and not a bad idea.
I agree.
It makes you accountable. I mean, there was a big fuss when they started, when the first time they decided to put cops' nameplates on and whether or not they could cover them up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, I think we need everybody to be accountable, even Kanye. All right, so you're not going to run for president because you think it's age. I don't know that I'd want to be president. I'd like to be on the Supreme Court. I think that'd be kind of fun to hear cases. Except I think you really do need to be a lawyer. And I'm not. Although I think about the graduate schools, that law school is probably the most interesting. But I never really wanted to be a lawyer. But being a judge, I think, would be kind of fun. I don't know that I'd like being president particularly. I could never get elected. I'm too much, saying what's on my mind.
It's the most thankless job in America,
it
in
is.
My mind.
Well, and instantly, half the country's going to hate you, no matter what you say or do. Mm-hmm. The notion that we should come together and sort of try and reason is just somehow evaporated from the system, which is too bad. And I don't know if this is a symptom. Well, we'll talk about it next hour, about the fact that we now don't have Mount McKinley. It's not the highest peak in America. Denali is, even though Denali was its original name, and it's in Denali State Park. And Denali is, I think, a much cooler name. And I have nothing against McKinley, but Denali, I mean, I think it's a much cooler sounding name. And the park is called Denali. Mm-hmm. I've actually been there. It's a very cool place. And it seems more like I think it means high peak, something like that.
Yeah.
But, I mean, just kind of cooler.
Now, is it going to be called just Denali, or is it going to be called Mount Denali?
I think it's just called Denali.
Okay.
See what it's, if it says here.
I like that.
Yeah. Well, McKinley out, Denali in, because I think Denali means high peak, so you wouldn't call it Mount High Peak.
Right.
Let's see if it says. I think because it's just called Denali State Park. Mount McKinley, formerly renamed Denali. So I think it's just, it doesn't say Mount Denali, it just says Denali. And it's a native, it's an indigenous Athabascan people. It's an Athabascan word. There we go. It's got a gorgeous picture of it. So I don't think it's called Mount Denali. I think it's just called, no, I'm wrong. Officially changed the name from Mount McKinley to Mount Denali.
Hmm.
It turns out that Bob Gibbs, who's from Cleveland, wanted to keep McKinley's name alive in Alaska. So let's find some other peak to call Mount McKinley. It turns out a gold prospector named the Mount McKinley in 1896. Federal government recognized it in 1917. 1980, a national park that surrounds the peak was named Denali National Park and Preserve. So I don't know if it looks like it's going to be Mount Denali, except they're just going to call it Denali, I bet you.
Mm-hmm.
But they do call it Mount McKinley. So let's find, I'd be in favor of naming some other mountain McKinley, wouldn't you?
Sure.
I mean, I don't think you should be out. And then we could have a Mount Pluto. I know we could do. We could name Pluto McKinley. No, probably not. I'm just trying to, my mashups don't necessarily work very well. All right. I would not run for president because I could not get elected. Although I actually ran for office when I first moved, well, not when I first moved to Massachusetts, when I moved to Massachusetts, I moved to a small town called Hull that has a town government. And the selectmen had been in for like 40-some years. And it's perfectly nice. They're a little on the corrupt side, but what can you do? And, you know, I was the new kid in town, and I think I was the only PhD in town, and everybody was just enchanted that I was this kind of teeny bop doctor, you know, that I was like 23 or something and had a kid. And so I thought, well, I'll run for office. And somebody may have actually put the notion in my head, because I would go to town meetings because I thought they were fascinating. And, you know, and talk, and I would get nervous, but I would talk. And so someone, oh, no, you should run. And I did. And once I decided to run against this guy who'd been the incumbent for like 300 years, everybody ran. And I actually came in, I think, third. I don't think I came in second. But it was a great way to meet everybody in town because you go door to door. And I've now, you know, now I have been asked to be on a couple of boards. And it's just not my thing. I am not, you know, I'm a good psychologist. I'm a good negotiator. I'm not a good administrator. So I'm much better when two sides are warring with each other to kind of try and get them to compromise. But leadership positions aren't compromise positions anymore. They're, you know, fall on your sword, the other guy's the bad guy, and that's just not my style. All right, let's see what other people are. They're going to run for president. Why or why not?
We'll start with Carla, and she says, to put it gently, hell to the no. Who needs that aggravation?
Well, somebody got to do it. You know, we are, you know.
Yeah, well, that, there is that, too. I mean, somebody has to.
Somebody got
to
do it. Somebody. And if all, you know, all the people who might actually do a good job and kind of not be in it for the money or the power or the prestige or the attention don't run, guess who we get left with? Manny's favorite word, the little people who are only in it for the attention. Who have no soul. All right, keep going.
Tracy says, yes, and I would be like Gabriel, the character in Swordfish. Take out on an airplane, take out an airplane, we take out on airport. No one would even think about attacking America. Okay, not sure where that is going.
Okay, let's go.
Yeah, we'll just move on from that one.
So we have a little hawkish thing going on there. There we go.
Carol says, oh, hell no, way too much stress.
Well, at least women are at least thinking about a possibility of it, which is good. All right, what else we got?
Donna says, not a chance. I have too many skeletons in my closet.
You go, girl.
Marcy says, no, I am not power hungry.
Well, you know, I guess that's part of it. You sort of have to believe that you have a better notion than somebody else, that you have a different notion or something. I don't know. You could hear. But it's interesting that the respondents have all been women. All right, we'll see who's going to run. We'll do our ballot. You know, maybe, I'll tell you what, let's put on Facebook, who would you nominate for president who's not necessarily an obvious candidate? Okay? And why? Everybody's going to see their mother. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
You're running your business, and we at Wix.com know things can get stressful. But creating your website doesn't have to be. With Wix, you can create a professional website all by yourself. It's easy and free. You don't have to be a programmer. Just drag and drop everything into place. It's your website, your style. Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your own stunning website today. It's easy and free.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Pat, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Hi.
Hello, Dr. Joy.
Hi, Pat.
Got a question. I'll give you just a real quick background. Been married 14 years, have two children. Recently, me and my wife started doing some marriage and counseling just because things weren't going too good or whatever. I've learned a lot there, but also, I think there's an issue coming up, the underlying issue, I guess. I don't really have much problems in our marriage. She has more of the problems than I do. But one problem I do have, but we haven't got that far, I guess, in marriage counseling, is sex. She, I think, we're not, I mean, we're getting along pretty good, but the sex ain't there. And I think she almost wants that to be an issue.
What, that she doesn't want to have sex?
Well, she, no, she, well, I don't think so. Cause I,
what do you, Pat, what do you want?
Well, I want a healthy marriage.
Well, yeah, Pat, but I actually need specifics. I think very few people would say, what I really want is a crummy relationship. I mean, you know, there aren't a whole lot of people say, listen, I'd like to go to therapy because my relationship is really fun and I'd really like to trash it. So what is it that a good marriage would mean to you?
Getting along with the person, like
Pat, I need specific behavior. Let's move back to the issue that you brought to my attention, which is sex. How often are you having sex?
Oh, maybe once every couple of weeks, if, at the best.
All right. How often would you like to have sex?
A couple times a week, but it's not so much that as when we do have it, it seems like it's more obligated sex too.
Okay. When's the last time, as far as you were concerned, that your sex life was cool?
Probably back around the first of the year. So.
Okay. Well, that's not, that, I mean, that's what, 10 months?
10 months, yeah.
Yeah, and how often were you having sex then?
Probably 2, maybe 3 times a week, probably. Yeah.
And what? When did it go from 2 times a week to occasionally?
It just started going gradually downhill, you know.
Well, that's, I know, but when?
Well, you know.
No, I don't. That's why I'm asking.
Yeah. First of the year it was good, and then maybe, you know, a month or two, and then it started just every month.
Pat,
okay, yeah.
The information is in the details. You sliding over things doesn't tell me anything. I'm not there. I need to know, and I need for you to think about this much more carefully and much more specifically than you are. You're talking about a major issue, because sex is a barometer of a relationship. When people are feeling happy and content and close to one another,
correct,
quite often their sex life is fine, and especially since it's been fine within the recent past. I mean, you're talking about a 14-year marriage, and you're telling me up until less than a year ago, things were just ducky. So the fact that they're not now, do not, you know, this is, I'm not going to be able to help you if you just say, well, they sort of went downhill. Like, duh. I mean, what happened? What changed?
That's what I'm trying to still figure out.
Well, but Pat, you're the only one who's going to be able to tell me.
I know. I can't, that's why we're going to marriage.
Pat, listen to me. Do not panic on me.
Okay.
Did somebody put on some weight? Did somebody get a new job? Did a kid leave the household? Did a parent die? Did somebody get sick? Did a friend die? Did somebody's feelings get hurt? Did you forget an anniversary? Something happened. Something changed. And it sounds like it was something pretty major.
Yeah, I started hurting her feelings, basically.
All right, how did you, all right, so back up. How did you hurt her feelings?
Because she started thinking I was kind of, not listening to her, messing up directions, maybe with the kids, paying
attention. But so she's saying that something about you changed. She was angry
with
you.
Correct, correct.
So what about you changed?
Well, that's where I, you know, yeah, she's saying I'm changing. I don't see it in myself.
Well, Pat, listen, you playing dumb in therapy will get you a divorce, all right? You get, listen, you're getting a chance to practice here. You're not covering yourself in glory. She's saying she is furious with you, that she is not getting what she wants from you in her marriage, and she has for a very long time.
Correct.
Therefore, something must have changed, and it's going to boil down to one of two things. Either she changed or you changed. Now, I'm not suggesting that you know, one of you had a personality transplant. I'm saying that things change because work gets distracting, because you're flirting with somebody at work, because her mother got diagnosed with premature.
Yeah.
Well, don't tell me correct. Tell me what's going on. Pat, I'm the one doing all the work here. It's not my marriage. It's not going to get better because I'm working on it, or worse because I'm not working on it. It's your marriage. I'm taking it seriously. You're flaking around on me. Don't do that. What changed?
Well, that's where I can't pinpoint it.
Well, you're going to have to.
And
playing dumb ain't going to work. Something changed.
No, because it ain't going to help neither of us.
Exactly. I'll tell you what. Listen, I'm going to leave you with this thought, but I need you, because you're going to have to do some more work on it before I'm going to be able to help you. And
correct.
Pat, this is, what do you do for a living?
I'm self-employed.
What does that mean?
I farm and I got trucks.
Okay. If you were if you had a crop that all of a sudden was failing, you can't just say, crop failed. You're going to have to figure out what changed. Did the soil change? Was there a different fertilizer? Was the climate different? Did you have, something changed. And in order to figure out the problem, you have to figure out what, to figure out the solution, you have to figure out what the problem is. You need to treat your marriage the same way that you got a failing crop. Something has gone wrong here. And it may have been accidental. It may not have been malicious. But something changed. Either you changed or she changed. Now, and change can be a perception. It doesn't have to be... It could be, as I said, you forgot her anniversary, or she overheard you telling somebody that she looked fat, or it could have been, I don't know what it was, but
Right, but something has definitely changed, right?
Yeah, and you need to look for it, and you need to treat this as a really, really serious quest, because you go into therapy with her and say, I don't know, she is going to be, even if you think she's angry now, she is just going to be furious with you. And you know what's even worse? If you come up with something that she feels that you knew all along, and you're only doing it because a therapist is giving you a hard time. So that isn't what you want. What you want, I'm a great place to practice, because I'm not going to get mad at you. And so you need, but do some work here, because the best thing you could do is to say to me, here's what happened, and it took me a long time to get up to it, but this is what happened, and I need to either explain to her that isn't what I meant, or to apologize, or whatever. But don't, this is really important stuff.
Right.
It's clear that she's really furious with you.
Oh, correct.
All right, well, but it took, you didn't tell me she was furious. You said sex isn't going very well. So, and sex not going well means something's changed. So we need to figure out why she's furious with you. Look around. The first of the year may mean that you spent too much on the holidays, you got drunk at a Christmas party, you didn't take her out on New Year's Eve. Look for it, Pat. I don't want to have to do all the work here. So do some work on it, all right? And even if you're wrong, it turns out that trying, we do get not complete credit, but you get partial credit for at least trying, and you get, not only do you get no credit for not trying, you get demerits, because what you'll think is you just don't care, you just don't give a damn. So, folks, this is a general kind of thing. The idea of why is not useful. And as I said, if you look at an area of your life that's really important, like your crops or your car, if you've got a truck that's not running, all of a sudden stops running, you're going to, instead of saying, I don't know, it just stopped running and leave it beside the road, you're presumably going to do kind of a diagnostic workup. You're going to say, is it out of gas? Is it an electrical problem? Did somebody borrow it? Did I use a different kind of gas? So it's maybe clogging the carburetor. Could the fan belt not be working? Could the starter not be working? You're not going to just say, it doesn't work. Especially if it's something that you care about and that's part of your livelihood and part of your self-definition. You don't want to treat your relationship, guys. Women do this a little bit, but not so much. As women, we tend to define ourselves lamentably in terms of our relationship. Men tend to define themselves in terms of the work they do. But it doesn't have to be, you just have to treat, if the person who's unhappy with you is important to you, then you need to problem solve. If they're not, I suppose you could just say, look, sorry, not that interested. But a marriage, presumably you are that interested, and if you're not interested emotionally, maybe that's the place to start, but understand you're probably going to be interested at least financially, and there may be kids and property and whatever. So the point being, treat an area of your life that is complicated and confusing and maybe even uncomfortable to you the same way you would treat an area of your life that's vital to you. Apply the same problem-solving techniques. And they won't work 100% of the time, but they'll work a lot better than saying, I don't know. Because that'll just infuriate someone. Because what they'll feel is you do know, and you're just trying to finesse them. All right? You're trying to make them do all the work. You don't want to do that. All right? 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
It's been on your mind all day because last night was, in a word, delicious, and you can't wait to do it again in the kitchen tonight with Plated. Plated is for busy people who love cooking fresh, exciting new dishes but don't have the time to drive all over town searching for chef-quality ingredients. With Plated, you don't have to. Here's how it works. Go to tryplated.com and choose from amazing chef-designed recipes each week. You'll find easy-to-prepare selections that fit everybody's taste. Then the culinary pros at Plated lovingly fill a refrigerated box with just the perfect pre-proportioned ingredients for your dinner, so nothing is wasted. Everything's delivered to your door. Fresh meat, poultry, fish, farm fresh veggies, spices, everything you need on the date you choose. And no worries if you aren't home. Your Plated box keeps everything fresh until midnight on the day it arrives. Prepare chef quality meals in 30 minutes or less. Hurry over to tryplated.com now and get 2 meals free. That's right, 2 meals free. That's tryplated.com, tryplated.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Then get on board with the Tax Admiral and let us steer your way to financial freedom.
The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. They can freeze your bank accounts, seize your car, home, will garnish your paychecks and benefits.
Don't take on the IRS alone. I can fight for you using industry secrets that can help stop the IRS. I'll cut your penalties, slash your interest, and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company with over 30 years experience helping people clean up their mess with the IRS. And we have a 95% customer satisfaction rating.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, are facing an audit, a lien, or levy, then call me right away.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
About what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
You know, I do think about Kim Kardashian and Jackie Kennedy in exactly the same sentence, don't you? Don't we all? And Mimi Eisenhower. And even Michelle Obama. Maybe not. All right, we're talking. I'm sorry. That just I said just got.
Could you imagine cameras following her around if she were actually the first lady? My goodness.
That part's the easiest part to sort of. Hi, welcome to the Lincoln bedroom. Want to see my thong? I'm sorry, this is rude, isn't it? All right. It just sort of came to me, so to speak. All right, so running for president. We have a couple more people who are going to tell us why or why not.
Yeah, we left off with Marcy saying, no, I'm not power hungry. We continue on.
How subtle.
We continue on with Kathy. Kathy says, nope, I can't handle the stress. I don't like getting blamed for everything, and I'm not always politically correct.
Yeah, I think Manny's really got his thumb on it. It's really a thankless job no matter what you do. I mean, what president have we actually liked? I mean, even Eisenhower, who at the time people thought he was kind of an idiot. It turns out he was prescient. I mean, he said beware the military-industrial complex, and people thought, well, he was just kind of a soldier that somehow got elevated to the White House. In retrospect, he did a pretty good job. Truman was uniformly disliked. Kennedy was idolized, but that's because he was martyred. Johnson was hated. Reagan was kind of... I think Reagan was likable, but I don't know that people, especially at the end, thought that he was a terrifically good president. He was a good communicator. Jimmy Carter, I mean, they're kind of reevaluating it, but I don't think most people thought he was a very good president. The Bushes, senior and junior, I mean, I think that senior sort of did better in his sort of public persona than junior. Clinton, I think, is sort of been viewed more as a statesman since he's been out of the White House. I think Obama may sort of be viewed better once he's out. Nobody likes anybody when they're in.
Yeah.
And I suppose it's exactly as you said, is the country has become so divisive. I mean, think about it. Think about when the country first started, the person who ran, who got the most votes was president. The person from quite often the other party who got the second most was vice president.
Yeah.
Now, granted, a lot of the vice presidents were running against whomever became president, but that they're usually the same party at least,
right?
So, all right, who we got? Any other people who are hungering for the Oval Office?
We just got a couple more. Robert says, "No thanks. I don't need the scrutiny, and I do not want to work with the dysfunction Congress we have."
Yeah,
dysfunctional Congress.
Yeah,
we have. And then last one here from John. John says, others are making the president's decisions for them anyway and yeah. Use the president's to take responsibility for their policies and failures. It's obvious Bush wasn't in charge of the U.S. on 9/11. And since no planes crashed on 9/11, what happened to the passengers and crew that were on the four planes?
Yeah, here we go. That whole thing about, you know, about being in charge. And, you know, I sort of know it on a minor, on a very tiny, mini level. And that, you know, that Manny and Trevor are, we talk about things together because, bottom line, if somebody's mad at Manny, they're not necessarily going to say, you know, Manny, they're going to send me an email and say, you know, I can't believe that you would let somebody be that rude to me or that whatever to me. And so, I mean, we really are a team. And they're just basically the three of us. And we sort of all understand that what we do affects one another. And both my guys are smart. I think they're dedicated. They're nice. On alternate Wednesdays, they actually like me. And I understand, and they understand that what each of us does reflects on the other one. But bottom line is, it's not called the Manny Show, it's not called the Trevor Show, which means that ultimately I'm responsible. And I understand, and that's an enormous, and luckily I am blessed with the two guys who take the job seriously, I think more or less take me seriously, work very hard at it, are smart and fair and polite. But, you know, it has not always been the case. Or advertisers, a great example. And it's one of the reasons I am so careful with all of my sponsors, is if somebody's unhappy with a sponsor, they call me and say, I can't believe that you would tell me to do this. These people were rude, or I lost money, or it didn't happen, there was, you know, an apple that was spoiled, or, I mean, whatever. And so once you understand, and we're talking about such a minor kind of universe, think about being the president. All the things that could go wrong, you're the commander-in-chief, you're the head of the largest bureaucracy probably in the world, you're the head of, I mean, if a plane crashes, if a government official is caught with the wrong woman or the wrong man, I mean, just think about all the moving parts that essentially you're responsible for. But when they say the buck stops here, they're not messing around. And it's not that the buck, it's gazillions of bucks stop there. I mean, and it's not only that who'd want that kind of responsibility, but who could actually effectively or efficiently have that job? There has to be a better way of doing it. And I suppose the founding fathers already sort of anticipated the issue in that they have three branches of government. But even that, I mean, those three branches don't begin, as far as I'm concerned, to really offset the problem. Because, okay, you've got the Congress, and I mean, Congress, it just seems to me, has sold out. I mean, not even close. You got Supreme Court, but that's really dependent, at least philosophically, on who appointed you. And you've got nine people with very different opinions. I mean, so it's a very complicated issue. And the question is, and maybe that's one of the reasons why people are so in favor of states' rights. But even when you talk about that, you're talking about obviously 1/50th of the problem in theory, but you're not, because you're talking about a huge bureaucracy there as well, with the governor, the mayor, or the selectman. I mean, the idea of one person being responsible for other people's decision-making, and those people's decision-making affecting all of us, will give you a headache very quickly, as far as I'm concerned. And who would really want that kind of job? And is there a different way of doing it? And to a certain extent, human beings since the beginning of time have kind of gotten together and chosen a leader. And when they didn't like the leader, they ate him or something. they were much smaller groups, and they were much more hands-on, literally and figuratively. So I don't know what the answer is when you get as large. And not to mention, we're talking, I mean, last week's stock market certainly gave people not only pause, but heart attacks about understanding how interconnected the world financial basis is. So I don't know what the solution is. And the idea that somebody thinks on the same day that they could actually manage that, I mean, the question is, how could they possibly think that is my question. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
My name's Clyde, age 59, now reside in Florence, South Carolina. The doctors diagnosed me as having clogged arteries. Felt like I was carrying heavy concrete blocks around my feet and legs. I started taking Heart Body Extract as directed. It is less than 3 weeks and I'm like a young man again. It's unbelievable that an herbal formula can work so fast and so powerfully.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.